The longtime ambassador for the city of Norristown has died. In his 96 years, Frank Sisko was a soldier, a boxer, a police officer, a TV personality, a tireless civic booster, and for many, the soul of Norristown. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
Hank Sisko was the first and for a long time the only person to be an official ambassador for a U.S. town. It was a role he cherished. Here he is in 2012 at Norristown's bicentennial celebration.
Now, one thing about Norristown, it's old.
It was so old, we remember the Dead Sea when it was sick. That's a new one, okay?
Even before it was official, Sisko was Norristown's unofficial ambassador. John Doyle remembers him as a cop in the 1970s visiting schools to talk to kids.
Hank was the guy who came to the schools with a ventriloquist dummies and taught kids, you know, not to cross the street when the light was red, and he had a little song he would sing.
Doyle would grow up to be the producer of the long-running public access TV talk show, The Hank Sisko Show, produced out of the school district for more than 30 years. It features local residents from the chief of police to high school cheerleaders.
I was with Frank Rizzo.
While talking politics with members of the Norristown Chamber of Commerce about an upcoming election, Sisko showed he was a boxer who never really left the ring.
We need the, you know, just like a fighter, when that bell rings, go out and fight. And that's what we're doing. But the bell's ringing and you're sitting there bobbing and weaving. We don't want to lose the fight in the dressing room.
Last January, Sisko was let go from his unpaid position as city ambassador. Around the same time, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He soon entered home hospice care at his house in Norristown, where he continued to work on his TV show and receive guests. His daughter, Mary Sisio, said he remained very lively.
He loved singing. He loved music. He would always encourage me to have my friends come over on Friday night and have a poker game in the dining room. He just wanted this house filled with people.
A public memorial service for Hank Sisko will be on Friday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.